5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. This one's explosive.
Whoop whoop, we back! Hello?
What's up?
Oh, what about you? Hey y'all, how y'all doing? Welcome, welcome, hi. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, welcome to an all-new episode of the SSE Podcast with your host, your boy, George Garcia, a.k.a. Georgie Boy. Welcome, welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, hope you're enjoying your day, whatever day it is. It could be Wednesday, it could be Thursday, it could be Friday. I don't know. When am I going to drop this episode? Obviously, if you're watching it, it's the day when I dropped it. Either way, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is an all-new episode of the SSE Podcast. We're in Season 3. This is our second episode for Season 3. And this is episode number 36 in total. Yeah. It's 2023. We out here. We're doing stuff. We're big stuff. Working. Chilling. Minding our own business. Like I said, I don't know if y'all know this, but my name Bennett. Because my business, all y'all business, I ain't in it. It's not really Bennett. It's Alex. Anyway. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you're enjoying the day. We're going to get into our today's topics. We're going to talk about the stuff that's been going on. First of all, I just want to send my condolences, my prayers and thoughts. I know it's a lot, but it's the most that I can do to the children, to the three children and the three employees that were killed in the Nashville shooting. I don't know if y'all heard about this, but a student from a few years ago went back to their Christian school and shot up the whole place. They were on a rampage, and they killed 3 9-year-old little kids that did not deserve that. 2 teachers who were trying to protect these kids, and there was 1 brave teacher who was shot, but she was willing to sacrifice her own body just to protect these kids and run after this cruel, cruel human being. Now, the police were able to get into the building and disarm and, you know, kill this person, but it still lingers and it's still like it's hurting knowing that these kids were not gonna be able to have the chance to live the rest of their lives. And my condolences are to them. Rest in peace to those wonderful children. And to that person who decided to just go back to their school. I don't think it was a high school because it was kids. Their public elementary school to do this to the employees and the kids. I hope that you do rot in hell. Now they're saying the person who shot them, I think the name was Nathaniel Natalie. She was a transgender student that used to go there. And I guess they had a bad time attending this school. So this person promised that after graduating, they would go back when they're older and take care of some business. Now, I don't know what business this person was dealing with, but the kids that you decided to just slaughter, obviously was not part of that. I don't know what in the right mind made you want to do that, but it wasn't necessary. These kids had a future ahead of them, and you didn't need to do that. So, you know, rest in peace to the 6 people who died, and to the shooter, right in hell. I don't care. I said what I said. I don't give a fuck. They didn't need to do that. But other than that, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get into today's other topics. You know, there's a big topic going on right now that DJ Envy made that said he thinks 50 Cent would beat Lil Wayne in the verses. DJ Envy, you know, you've made a lot of mistakes in your life, you know. You made some controversial comments. You cheated on your wife before. But this gotta be the dumbest thing you ever said. 50 Cent beat Lil Wayne in the verses? First of all, I love both artists. Big fan of both artists. You already know what it is. I can't choose. It'd be a hard one. But I know for a fact, Lil Wayne would be 50 Cent versus. How would I know this? Who has actually dropped more music? Who has more music in their catalog? Who has more music in their discography? Lil Wayne. Now, if we're talking TV shows, obviously 50 got an easy win. Look what he got. Power, BMF. He basically got the whole channel of stars. But when it comes to music, you know, 50's not really focused on making music. The only time we hear something new for 50 Cent is if he's dropping a new theme song to a new TV show he made. As you all know, you love what he does. They say this is a big rich town. I just came from the Paw West Farms. Late night, sitting late, I gotta make it. This is where it goes down. That's the most common, popular one everybody knows. I don't think nobody listens to Part of the Game or Murder, Power, Respect or... what was that song? He did the intro was... there was one with Moneybagg Yo. With him, Moneybagg Yo, and Snoop Dogg and Charlie Wilson. What was the name of that song? Wish Me Luck. That's the name of the song. He did that for one of his shows. And, you know, that's kind of the only recent stuff he's done. He hasn't really dropped an album in, like, I don't know, I think it's 2012? 2023. It's been about 11 years since we actually got a real 50 Cent album. Lil Wayne, he's been consistent still since then. Been dropping albums left and right. He dropped the Lil Wayne, the Carter 5. He says he's going to give us a Carter 6. He's still working on that Evil album. He says he's been working on since he went to jail. His features is always, always at 100. Every single person, I feel like every single artist in this world has a song with Lil Wayne. Because, you know, sometimes it just sounds right. You know, this person featured Lil Wayne. This person featured Lil Wayne. This person featured Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne, Lil Wayne, Lil Wayne. He'll do stuff on his own sometimes. So when it comes to verses, when it comes to hit for hit, Lil Wayne has it. Whether it's him doing features or him by himself, he has those songs. 50 Cent can still, you know, he still has some hits. Of course, he still has his most iconic one in the club. He has 21 Questions. He has what up, love, what up, cuz, what up, gangsta. He has Don't Push Me. He has Wangsta. He has Disco Inferno. He has Out of Control. He has AO Technology, Baby By Me, You Think About Me, all that stuff. But Lil Wayne has just has more stuff. Lil Wayne's been around. If you really think about it, Lil Wayne's been in the business in the game longer than 50 Cent. I mean, Lil Wayne just got into the business. 50 Cent was still working his way into the business. That's why you remember when he did How to Rob, he was coming to everybody, but I don't think he mentioned Lil Wayne if you look back at the song. Like, if you look at Lil Wayne, obviously he has hits after hits after hits. He has more than 50 Cent, obviously. Not to say Lollipop, not a Millie. Now You Get Money, not Love Me, not 6% for John, Mirror, How to Love. I could go on because these are some of my favorite artists. But honestly, Lil Wayne has the advantage. So DJ Envy, either you was being bribed or anything like that. Know your stuff. You've been in this for how long? You should know this. Don't make me come to the Breakfast Club and take over. I know, I feel like you're still looking at a replacement for when Angela Yee left. I think I could be a good replacement. I really do. I mean, if y'all look at my application, you know, I've been sending some stuff. I don't know, maybe if you look at it, I don't know. Other than that, let's keep it going. Now, on to some beef that's been going on lately. So two of hip-hop's biggest producers have been honestly going at it. Hit-Boy and Young Berg, Hitmaker, whatever his name is. I'm going to say Hitmaker. They've been going at it recently because of what Hit-Boy said. Hit-Boy said not any other producers touching him. And they're not doing what he's doing. Lil Berg, Hitmaker, her Young Berg, whatever his name is. Hitmaker said he could come at Hit-Boy if he wanted to, but he just doesn't. And then Hit-Boy decided to come at him on one of his songs. And because of that, Young Berg, Hitmaker, decided that he does not want to do business with Hit-Boy. Now, big fan of both. You know me, I love hip-hop. But I'm going to honestly have to go with Hit-Boy. Because if you think about it, everybody wants a Hit-Boy track. But then also everybody wants a Hitmaker on the track. You think about what Hitmaker's been doing lately. Bro, I just saw him at Madison Square Garden when Nas brought him out to do their song. Mind you, Nas has 4 albums with the dude. Nas did 4 albums, all produced by Hit-Boy. And they're all hits. King's Disease. King's Disease 2. Magic. King's Disease 3. And I'm hoping, they said this is going to happen, but I'm hoping if they really do this, we really might get the final King's Disease, which is King's Disease 4. Oh my god, if hold on, let me take my hat off. If they do King's Disease 4, bro, I'm gonna finally lose it. Cause that's basically the 5th and final installment with the Hit-Boy and Nas installment. Like, imagine if we get KD4, King's Disease. Imagine if...
Okay, let's go.
I would love that. I would love that, bro. Like, man.
Oh, my God.
Nas and Hit-Boy have not missed. They have not missed. Every time they drop an album, this is my reaction.
Woo! Yeah, baby. That's what I've been waiting for. That's what it's all about. Woo!
See, I still remember when on each album, one except for KD3, Nas has no features. But the last 3, 1, 2, and Magic, Nas has always had that one feature that's had everybody's at a chokehold. When it came to the first King's Disease, what was the special feature he had? He got the Firm back together. KD2, who did he got? He got Eminem on the song, bro. Those are my 2 favorite rappers. Everybody knows this. And if you don't know, then, you know, get your shit together. Magic, he got back with DJ Premier for 1 song. And on that song, he got A$AP Rocky on there. The man has not missed. You could tell this man is still a force to reckon with in this today's world. Don't fuck with Nas and don't fuck with Hit-Boy. Hitmaker, he's been okay. He's been fine. He's been cool. Can't front. I did listen to that album he did with, what's this guy's name? With Jim Jones. I think it was 9 tracks. Very nice. But it just doesn't live up to the type of hype Hit-Boy's been doing with Nas. And then he's also been doing, he also just dropped his own album, Surfer Drown, with some good ass features. Of course, Nas is on that, and some other features too, like Big Sean and Dom Kennedy and Ty Dolla $ign. I really feel like you have to take a listen to it, especially the song he has with another producer called The Alchemist, where he's rapping and Alchemist is on the beat. If you ever have a time, I'm telling you, listen to these artist. But if, again, between these 2, I'm going with Hit-Boy. Sorry, Hitmaker. Either way, let's get on to some other stuff, you know. How y'all been doing? Talk to me. What's going on? I just been dealing with life. I get her. I forgot to put blessed text on my lips. Fucking bitch. I've been dealing with life. Been dealing with things. We're at towards the end of March. We're reaching April now. This is WrestleMania season. You already know. And you already know I'm a big wrestling fan. So the week always leading up to WrestleMania is always a big week. Because every single week, every day until like the next week, it's just wrestling. You understand me? Wrestling. Good old-fashioned entertainment wrestling. Think about it. Let me give you a review. Monday, what do we have? Monday Night Raw. Tuesday, for some of you who don't know, there's a show called NXT. It's like Raw and SmackDown together, but for the new kids, wrestlers that they've been training for the future. Excuse me about that. Wednesday, WWE doesn't do anything Wednesday. Thursday, They don't do anything. Well, no. Yeah, Thursday they don't have anything. Friday, they have SmackDown and then the Hall of Fame. Saturday, Sunday. Now, they're doing WrestleMania for two nights. This year, they're going to be in Los Angeles at SoFi Stadium. Wish I could be there, but I can't. So, I'm going to have to watch it from home. And then Monday, we start all over again with Monday Night Raw. And then Tuesday again with the NXT. But it's still a great day because I love this type of stuff. It drives me. It makes my blood pump. I'll be like, yeah! I'll be like, I just love this type of stuff. If people know me, I'm a big wrestling fan. I don't care what anybody says. I don't want to hear like, oh, this shit's bad. So stop watching it. And do not comment on it if I'm talking about it or like I'm like posting on social media. Just enjoy the show like I'm doing. And if you do that, you know, we won't have any issues, and that would be. Let's go. Exactly. WrestleMania, but let me give you a rundown of what's going to happen in WrestleMania. We're going to have John Cena coming back, fighting a new guy named Austin Theory for the U.S. title. We're going to have Logan Paul fighting that bitch-ass motherfucker. He's going to end up losing to Seth. I'm saying it right now. It's not a prediction. It's a spoiler. In the words of my man Paul Heyman. We got Edge. Y'all remember Edge? Rated R Superstar. Going up against Finn Balor inside Hell in a Cell. We have Sammy and Kevin Owens coming back together, the two best friends versus the two twin brothers, aka Rikishi's twin sons, aka Roman's cousins, aka the Usos. We also have Charlotte Flair, Ric Flair's kid, going up against Rhea Ripley, mommy, shit, a baddie, for the SmackDown Women's title. We have Bianca Belair, I'm pretty sure a lot of you know her because y'all see her on social media a lot, versus Asuka for the Women's title. We have a banger after banger. After banger, in the words of Sheamus, we have Gunther versus Drew McIntyre versus Sheamus in the triple threat match for the Intercontinental Championship. We have Brock Lesnar versus the 7'3" Nigerian giant Omos. And we have a few more other stuff that's going to happen. If you want to know what it is, tune in. If you have Peacock, you know, you can watch it easy. If you don't have Peacock, get it from a friend. That's all I can say. Or, you know, make a Peacock account before the show happens. And then, of course, the main event of it all. The main events. I think this year's main event is as big as last year's main event. Last year's main event, we saw Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar for title to see who would win both belts. This year, we have Roman Reigns versus the returning Cody Rhodes for the world title. It's wrestling family versus wrestling family. The Samoans versus the Rhodes. Will Roman Reigns retain his title and keep the legacy going that he's been going? Is he going to make 1,000 days if he makes it past Sunday? Or will Cody finally do something his family's been wanting to do for the longest and bring a world title home? I feel like he will. Let's go. But then, if Roman wins, I'm just going to be like, because honestly, what the fuck? I think we need new champions at this time. I feel like the Usos is going to lose that title and then Roman's going to beat their ass. But look.
It is what it is. It is what it is.
Who could blame him? But you still got to love your family either way. It's April, we know. It's spring outside. I don't know how it is. Whatever time I'm dropping this episode, I hope y'all looking outside and it's nice and sunny or just rainy, whatever. But we are in spring. Spring season is here. We have spring until basically, I think summer starts June 20th or the 21st. But either way, we have until June to enjoy spring. Because once summer comes, best believe that heat is coming along with it. You must believe, when that heat comes along with it, I'm going to be outside with it, baby. We outside.
Woo! Yeah, baby. That's what I've been waiting for. That's what it's all about. Woo!
And when we outside, best believe, I'm trying to get lit to a point where I'm like, either I'm either knocked out, I'm laughing my ass off, or I'm making those little, you know, you ever been so drunk you get so noisy, I want to say? Not noisy, but you start making those sounds. You like, I don't know if you ever made those sounds when you're drunk. For me, when I'm lit, when I'm too lit, I'll make sounds like, it kind of sounds like, yeah, it's kind of like that. But mine's is funnier, because if you see the look on my face, you'll be laughing. But also remember, when I'm lit, it's always having a good time with me, feel me? No matter where I'm at, no matter who I'm with. If you don't believe me, just ask, I don't know, my boy Greggy Gray. I don't know, just ask my boy Justin J. Kiff, my boy Nico. Ask my boy Brian, Mr. Star Images. Y'all remember he did that episode with me. Ask my boy Joe. He always knows. Ask him how many times I've been laid out in his backyard. How many times I've been laid out on the floor and somebody's just over me looking at me saying,
wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up.
And I never wake up until the next morning or someone splashes water on my face. I miss those days, man. Hey, well, I mean, I do. Yeah, I miss them, but can I still do them? I don't know. It's hard now. The older you get, sometimes you question if you really can still do it. Because the way we used to drink, bro. I used to mix on purpose and I did not give a fuck. Literally, I remember one time I was drinking a Corona. It was at Joseph's house. You know, Joseph always had the parties going. Because somebody would always die. And sometimes it'd be me, but I didn't care. I remember drinking a Corona. And then somebody brought Henny. And what I did was I put the Coke. Not the Coke. The Henny and the Corona beer in one cup. And I drank it. And I was like, this tastes good. Once you say it tastes good, just know you're about to get fucked up. I knew that, and I still did what I did. But I didn't give a fuck. I didn't give a fuck. Joe tried to stop me. I said, fuck you, Joe. Everybody tried to stop me. I was like, it's all fun and games until, like, you're getting dizzy. And you're laughing and, you know, your stomach does a little jumpy jacks without you even doing a jumpy jack. And then it gets crazy. I remember Joe telling me I need to stop, and I said, fuck you, Joe. First of all, let me say something. Joseph, I don't want to hear from you again. You understand me? Because you was on this episode once, and now you kept up. No, I'll take that back. You was on the episode twice, but you kept dubbing me ever since. Same to you. Same to, what was those other two guys' names? Not the Dutch guy's names.
What's up? Sick and tired of you calling me out on this fucking show.
What the hell are you in my house?
Talking all this shit about me. I'm right here now. What do you want to do? You get real crazy online, right? What's up? What you want to do?